are joining us for today's session, Sunday morning session today. Yes, it's happening all over the world. A time has been set aside to worship the Most High God, who deserves all the praise, all the glory, and He is worthy to be praised. Yes, before we go to the Word, let me pray, and then we will share the Word of God that God has laid on my heart to share this morning. Father God, we thank You. We are excited to hear the Word from You that You laid on my heart. Lord, let Your anointing, let Your Holy Spirit lead through. And Lord, let we have ears to hear and receptive hearts. And also let not be just the hearers of the Word, but to do the Word as well as it has been given to us. Lord, let this be a Word to transform lives and to bring light into the areas of darkness in our lives. And we give You all the glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. It's always a great opportunity and a blessing to bring the Word of God to the people. And in here, I'm just going to share a few areas that God has laid on my heart. You know, when you have got young children, and when it is a lockdown period, you have many stories to tell. Every day is going to be a story. You are doing homeschooling at home and spending more time with them. So you come to many stories when you have children around. I've got two boys, Ethan and Jaden, and one of my boys, the youngest one, is Jaden. Usually, before the lockdown started, when we asked him, how was your school, when he comes home after the school, and he says, yeah, it was good. And then I had to give a pause, and with an anticipation, he's going to say more. And then he says, yeah, it was good, Daddy. We played. And we were in lunch. We had dinner, and he says about what he had during his lunchtime. But now, when we are doing the homeschooling, we are looking at and thinking, it's not the playing time, or you are doing more homework, or you are working a lot more than what you should be at the school, or what you are doing at the school. But it's a fun to have the kids, and it's the fun. And as while we are doing this homeworks, and one of the areas when we looked at, one of my sons was going through the civilization. When we read the history, many of the earliest civilizations thrived due to the availability of rivers, or where they have positioned themselves by water bodies. Rivers are critical to survive because they are the means of drinking water or providing irrigation for farmland and way for people to trade. So the best way for them to thrive was to be planted by the waters. And today, I'm just going to speak that what God laid on my heart was to talk about a tree planted by the waters. A tree is known by its fruit, a very familiar verse that we come across. When we look at Matthew chapter 12, verse 33, it says, either make a tree good or its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. So it's going to be when a tree is planted by the waters, what kind of fruit are we bearing? Or what kind of fruit? Is it a good fruit that a tree is bearing? And we know, yes, every time we look at these areas and these passages, we come to know, we hear from so many preachers preaching on these areas. But I would just like to remind one of the quotes from Charles Spurgeon. Nobody ever outgrows Scripture. The book widens and deepens with our ears. So as we grow with the as we grow with the Word, and here we can never outgrow Scripture. No matter how many times we read through it, how many times we go through the same passage, it widens and deepens as we read through and as we grow. So we are just going to look at few verses that God laid on my heart. It's Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7 to 8, which is kind of similar to Psalm 1 as well. We'll go through those and look at those areas. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7 to 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes. But its leaf will be green, and it will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Jeremiah, a prophet, he's speaking to the condition of Judah there and Jerusalem. The people who have gone their own ways, and because of their deeds, we see the judgment, and then being captive under the being captivated. But in here, in this particular verse, we don't see that Jeremiah was particularly talking about the present situation or state, but he is preaching a general concern and disappointment of godly people, or people whom should have been with God, knowing God, who has helped them to come out of the exile and given them, provided them, and now coming into the stage, going away from God. And he talks about the people here saying, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. And when we trust in the Lord, this is not just a commandment. Yes, besides a commandment, it comes with a conditional blessing. Trust your Lord God with all your heart. We do look at those in terms of a commandment that is given to us. But also it comes in a conditional blessing. The blessing, a man who is happy, a man who is blessed, will be like a tree if you trust in the Lord. A tree planted by the waters. And there is such satisfaction and relief when you are trusting in God. And particularly the situations we are going through. In the situation, current situations we are in. Yes, it might be coronavirus, but if it is not now, you might have a personal circumstance where you will have to be dealing with. I always say, yes, if it is not this one, the next one will be ready, because you will have to battle, and you are in the battle, and you will continue to have the battles in your life. But if we trust in the Lord, there is that satisfaction. There is that success in and relief that in the times of trouble, we are not disappointed, because we trust not in the things of the earth, but we trust in the Lord, who is maker of heaven and earth. And we also see a similar passage in Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree. The one who meditates the word of God. We have been taught recently. Pastor David has been going through the series Vital, Instructed by the Word. And when we are looking at it, the one who meditates the word of God is like a tree planted by the waters. We will look at what is that speciality in planted by the waters, and as we see as we go along in here, and that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. What a blessing to see here. What a promise we have. No matter the situations are, we will thrive in the area of wherever we are because of promise of God, trusting in him and abiding in the law of the Lord. Yes, when we look at it, few words I would just like to share and bring to the attention. One word when we look at is planted by the waters. If you and I, when we consider to be the trees, metaphor that is given as a tree, it is not just sprung up. It's not just, it didn't grow by itself where it was. But by grace, we have been planted in a place where we are right now. May you be in the area where you're watching from, in Hemel Hempstead or any part of the world. There is a reason for you to be planted in the certain area. And we say that by grace, God has lifted us to be in the place where we should be. We were all sinners. We were all outside of what God's desire would have been. But then by his grace, God has planted us in a position. And in Isaiah 43:1, as the word says, I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name and you are mine. And God did not just leave us to be where we were, but he, the gardener, in the New Testament, when we say it refers to Father, the Heavenly Father as the gardener. Gardener has planted us in a place where we can thrive by the waters. By the waters. One, when we look at it, we are planted by his grace in the position where we are now. And he called us by our name. He has called you by your name to be lifted up and plant by the waters. We are not just, as I said, did not spring up as it were to be, but we were wonderfully and carefully made, as we can see in the psalmist writes. One thing, he has planted us. And secondly, we are looking at is rooted. In the word, when we look, which spreads out its roots by the river, Jeremiah 17:7-8. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river. Spreading out the roots as we grow. Yes, we can see the stem. We can see the trunk of the tree. We can see the branches and we see the green leaves. But the deeper the roots are, stronger the tree is. If the roots are on flat surface, if it's not gone deep, there is a danger it may fall without withstanding the storm. It cannot withstand the storm. So when here we are looking at roots. The one who trusts in the Lord, his roots are spread by the water. Roots anchor the tree. It is firm and fixed. And it would not fear the wind or storms of life. And is deeply rooted and fixed firmly. And not only that, when the roots are in the water, there is moist that comes through the roots. The roots pick up the minerals that's needed, the nourishment that's needed, and it gives it to the trunk and the leaves, and the tree grows. And what's all the nourishment needed to the tree comes from the root. It is a blessing for us to know. Maybe people won't see how you can be so green, how your leaves are green, as if the word of God says as well, whose leaves shall not wither. How can you be? And the secret for that greenery in our lives, the secret for the leaves not to wither, is the secret strength that comes from the deeply rooted in the word of God. A secret comfort which sustains us in difficult times is in Jesus and who trust in the Lord. The world outside cannot see it or perceive it, but who drinks from the Lord, who drinks and lives upon the word of God, he stands firm, and he is deeply rooted. And as we have been talking about, the leaves are green. The next word verse 8, its leaves will be green. There will be a season where the leaves will drop, wither, and they have to spring up. But in here, what we are looking at when you trust in the Lord, all the hard work that you have put in, or every work that you have done, will be preserved from being decay or from being unfruitful. So when you look at the work that you have done, when as the leaves are green all the time, as the leaves do not wither, as Psalmist writes, the work you have done, trusting the Lord, will not go weary, will not go without fruit. It will be fruitful. So your work will be preserved. And also the greenery shows it's the sign of life. When you look at the tree and you look for the green leaves to see that where it is still has life or not. So this greenery is sign of life. One thing, you are planted by the water, by the Father in heaven. And secondly, we are rooted in the word of God, which gives us the nourishment and to withstand the storms of the life we are currently facing or the storms that to come. And our work will be preserved from blemish and decay because, as it is written, the leaves are green. And any tree, when we look at, the important factor that we look is the fruitfulness. Is the tree fruitful? And in many passages of the Bible, it talks about be fruitful. And in the beginning as well, I mentioned that a tree is known by its fruit. So fruit is important part of to know how healthy a tree is. And we look at some of the passages when Jesus did not find the fruit. He cursed the tree that no one will eat of it again. So fruitfulness, when we look at it, it is a divine blessing. It is part of a real effect when you have the divine blessing produces real fruit. In Genesis also, we can see the first blessing that we can come across is to be fruitful. And the tree has to bear fruit to be considered a good tree and a healthy tree. In Hosea chapter 14, verse 8, it says, your fruitfulness comes from the Lord. He says, his fruitfulness comes from me. That is trusting in him. When we trust in him, that's where we bear good fruit. And you bear the fruit in due season. No matter what stage or what journey of life you are in, you are coming to a season where you will bear the fruit, where you will stand and see all the hard work, all the green leaves you have bearing, and all the roots that you have been using to nourish the tree, being deeply rooted in the word of God and being planted by the waters. And it is the due season that you are coming into to bear the good fruit. The great thing that we see in this verse, which attracted me and which I was really interested and looked at it again and again, was verse 8, if you look at it. And will not fear when heat comes. No matter what the storm is. No matter even a drought comes out there. But when you are planted by the river, you still got the moist. And you will not fear the storm, the heat that comes to you. And the next one, and will not be anxious in the year of drought. Let me encourage you this morning. It may be the year of drought for us when we are looking at everything in lockdown. Nothing seems to go in the way we planned the decade to be, the year 2020 to be. We are not seeing anything coming to the end of this lockdown. Yes, we have seen the announcements from the government that we may have the phases to ease the lockdown. But neither heat that comes nor the year of drought will affect the fruit that you are going to bear. The due season you are in, because you will not cease, nor will cease the yielding fruit. What a great promise if we trust in the Lord. If we meditate the word of God, in whom we put our hope in. Come what may, I am planted by the waters. I am not shaken. I am not moved by the heat or by I'm not anxious. Because of the year of drought. And I will bear a good fruit in due season. But as the Christians, and as we look at it, a man who is blessed, other translations say, happy is the man but in here, are we still holding on to the fountain of living water? Yes, the characteristics of a tree planted by the rivers bears fruit. Its leaves do not wither, rooted into the waters. In Jeremiah chapter 2, we look at that people of Israel have abundant God. And God says, I am the fountain of living water for you and me now. As we are looking at a tree to abide in, to trust in, to meditate in the law of God. In John chapter 15, it clearly mentions in verse 4, remain in me. Unlike the people of Israel who abandoned God and have gone for the idols and went into the captivity, we are to remain in the love of Christ, who paid the ransom on that cross for us. And as Jesus mentioned himself, I am the true grapevine. And verse 4, remain in me, and I will remain in you. If we trust in the Lord, if the word of God is in us, and if we are deeply rooted in the word of God and in Jesus and trusting in the Lord, for a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. We can do nothing without being in the Lord. Without being in Christ, we cannot bear the fruit. And it is very important for us to remain in Jesus. At these times where everything is odd against us and everything is going against what we thought to be, But the important thing that we have to hold on, it's not just a commandment, but a blessing to see. And it was great to hear this morning worship. And also, a passage was read from Deuteronomy 28, where the blessings come to those who follow his commandments. What a blessing that we have in the morning to have that worship session as well. Thank you for reminding us that passage as well. Yes. Those who remain in me and I am in them will produce much fruit. A tree bears the fruit, not for itself, for the benefit of others, so that people may see how fruitful you are and to stand as a witness in our families, in our communities, in our nations, and wherever we are, to bear a good fruit. And when you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. And this brings great glory to my Father. That's the main purpose. That's the main reason to be, to bring glory to Father. The reason for we are being planted by the waters, carefully pruned, trimmed, and nurtured, and then deeply rooted into the waters, the fountain of living water, who is God, as he says, and then keeping the greenery, showing the sign of life, and bearing a good fruit. We bring glory to the Father in heaven, which is the whole purpose of us to be on this earth. And as it is mentioned, when we produce much fruit, we will be the true disciples, and we'll bring glory to the Father in heaven. May God bless you, that you may be at this time be rooted and planted by the waters and bear much fruit in the due season. God bless you. May you have a blessed week. Let's pray. Father God,